Earlier this month, corn and soybeans planted in the Morganza floodway sat parched. Farmers were anxious for rain. Today, these same crops are covered with water, drowned by the opening of the spillway. LSU Ag Center County Agent Miles Brazier says about 10% of Pointe Coupee Parish's crops were located within the flood zone.
And that's a lot of money. As you can see in this field alone here, the soybeans and corn, this field, we were talking about $750,000 in lost crop losses just in this 1,000-acre field right here.
The water rushing through the gates of the spillway will make its way across the Morganza floodway down into the Atchafalaya Basin. Economic estimates before the floodgates were open predicted about 18,000 acres to be damaged. But flooding isn't restricted to that area. Water from flooding or seepage is affecting acres from East Carroll Parish down to the coast. LSU Ag Center economist Kirk Guidry.
I think when it's all going to be said and done, we're probably going to be, at least in our first estimates, somewhere in 100,000 to 200,000 acres impacted.
Guidry said this could translate into $200 to $300 million in damage, depending on how long water stays in some areas and whether farmers can replant some acres. But Brazier says the water will likely linger on the land long enough to keep farmers from replanting.
Wouldn't be an automatic, you know, it's out of here and we'd be able to plant beans in July. That probably wouldn't happen.
While flooding is a concern in areas along the basin, drought is a problem in many other regions of the state. Brazier says crops outside of the spillway in Pointe Coupee are already starting to experience drought stress, which could get worse without a rain.
First thing they do is they don't want to actually perform for you, and you know, the bean pods will fall off, the corn will be shrunken. So we have some situations where we won't have the yield data, the yield potential that we should have.
If the drought continues, farmers across the state would see yield losses, creating the situation where crop damage occurred from either too much water or from not enough. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.